the Daf Samech Ches. We got to the bottom of Samech Zayin Amar Beis, around 10 lines up. The Gemara has a story of Amarli Reish Lakish L'Rav Sheshes. Reish Lakish told Rav Sheshes, asked Rav Sheshes, my time lo sa'ad mar gavan, why are you not eating with us?
You see that? Reish Galusa or Reish Lakish?
Reish Galusa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So why are you not eating with us? Amalei de lo mali avdi dechashide. I don't trust your avadim dechashide aiver merchai. I'm concerned that they are taking from limbs from live animals. Amalei mi yemer, who told you this? Amalei Hashem achi nelecha. I'm going to show it to you. Amalei the Shmai. So Rav Sheshi says to his own servant, his shamish, zil gan of aisili chad kara michiusa. Go get a leg from an animal and hide it. He says to his own personal shamish, take a leg and hide it somewhere. Icy lay, he brings him a leg. Amalahu adumili hadumi dechusa. So he says now to the avadim of the Reish Galusa, please prepare for me a meal. So icy talas kari, osivikame. They take an animal, and it's three legs only because his shamish just stole one of the legs from the kitchen. So now they brought out a three-legged animal that was shechted properly. Amalay ha bala shloshur gom have. Is this a three-legged animal you found? That's certainly possible. It's certainly a trefa. So pasuk aisi chadam alma. They went ahead and took a leg from some other animal running in the streets. And osvi kame says, no, here's the fourth leg. Amrle the shmai. So he says now to his shamish. Rav Sheshes tells his shamish, osvei nami lahach didach. So take out that leg that I had you hide before. And osvei places on the table. So amrlehu hai bash chamesh regalam habu. Now you have a five-legged animal. Where did this fifth leg come from? Amrle. So he sees clearly that they were choshesh for an aver menachai. Reish Lakish really wanted Rav Sheshes to have a meal with him. So he says to him, Amrlei Ihachi, that's the case, La'avde Kameh, let your shamish, let him prepare the Suda, de Marvelecha. Let him prepare the Suda and then eat with us. Amrlei, Lechai, that sounds like a good idea, I'll agree to that. Kreva Tacha Kameh, they brought a table in front of him, Va'isa Kameh Bisra, they brought a piece of meat in front of him, Vosiva Kameh Ristana Dechanka Chamsa. So when the servants of the Reish Galusa brought out the meat, they had placed within there a bone, a certain bone that could easily be choked on. So Reish Sheshes was a smart man. He couldn't see that. He was blind. So Gashasha, he had felt around and he sensed something was wrong here. And he took Shaklei, he took this piece of bone, Vakarcha Besudra, and he kept it in a little handkerchief. He put it off to the side. So the Basa Da'achel, after he ate, so Amrilei, so he said to him, the Avadim said to Reish Sheshes, Ignav lan kisa de kaspa? What are you hiding in there? Are you taking a silver goblet? So bahade kamayne. So when they started looking into it, v'ase ashechu de krucha besudre, they found this piece of meat, this little bone that they wanted him to choke on. So amrilei. So they vadim said to Reish Galusha, chazi mar de lo mecha kabay el tsarudan. He's taking meat now. He's saving. They saw some meat was in this sudar, and they said he's not even eating. He's just trying to cause us to do extra tircha for no reason. Samarluhu, Rav Sheshes says to the Avadim, Ana Mecha Achli, I ate, B'tame Beitaima Dichivara, I tasted some type of leprosy or some type of shchin that was on the meat. Samarlait, so the Avadim said to Rav Sheshes, Chivara lo Avilan Ahidna, we didn't prepare a meal from an animal that had shchin on it. Amarluhu, Rav Sheshes says, Bidku, please go investigate. Biduchta, in that very place, that was next to that cut of meat. Damar Rav Achizta uchma b'chivar, if it's black on a white skin, or chivara b'uchmasa, or if there's white on the black skin, lakusa, that means there's some type of shchin there. Lakusahi. So badak ashkechua, they investigated, and they turned out that there was actually a shchin in that very place of the meat. Kikanafik, so when Rosh Hashanah was going to leave the Reish Galusa, karulei beira, the Avadim had prepared a pit, and they covered it, so no one would recognize it. The Shadalei Tzipsa Alayo, they put some type of covering on it, wanted him to fall down and hurt him, kill him, I don't know. V'amri Lei, Laisei Mei Lanech, and they said, come this way, please. Come lie down on this bed. And they wanted him to hurry up and come, to not notice, and remember, he was blind also. So Nach Lei Rav Chista Me'acharai. So Rav Chista made some type of noise behind him, just because Rav Chista, who was apparently accompanying him, was able to see that there was this pit. So he made some type of noise, so Rav Sheshes heard that something was going on. And Amrlei Leyanuka, so Rav Sheshes says to there's a little boy who's standing next to him apparently, Tzok li psukech, and say a pasuk for me. So Amrlei, so the Tidok says, Nite lecha al yimincha o al smocha, turn to the right or turn to the left. So Amrlei Leshame, so Rav Sheshes says to his shamish, my kachazes, what do you see in front of us? Amrlei, tipisa de shadya, I see there's a mat in front of us. Amrlei, hadar mine, go around it, don't go over the mat. Levasa Denafik, after Rosh Hashanah finally got out, Amarlei Rav Chista Minahav Yadamar, how did you know there's something in front of you? So Amarlei Rav Sheshe says, Chada, number one is the Nachalimar. I heard you making some noise behind me. The Ode, and moreover, the Pasuk li Yunuka Psuka, I had asked the child to say a Pasuk, and the Pasuk told me. V'yo, the third raya I had was Dechashida Avdi Dilomalu. I don't trust these Avadim, anything that they do.
Dangerous visit.
Very dangerous visit, yeah. And again, this is not the only Gemara we find this about.
No, yeah,
remember the Gemara in Pesachim in the beginning, they also have this about the Avadim and the Reish
but
Galusa.
It doesn't mention which Reish Galusa was.
It does not mention. I don't have to forget the history.
Good reason for it.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, quote the Pasuk from Kohelas, Asisi li sharim visharos visanugos b'nei ha'adam shida vishidos. So I made for you different types of songs and instruments and different tanugos. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Sharim visharos elu mine zemer. These refer to instruments. The tanugos b'nei adam refer to elu brechos merchatos, pools and baths. Shida vishidos hacha targime, the way it was explained, is shida is a type of shade. Vishedison is a b'marava amar shidusa, a female. One's a male shade and one's a female shade. So that's what Shlomo is describing here. So I'm not sure the connection between these two all parts about instruments and bathhouses and shadim.
The Marava.
In the West, no?
It's, they had a different explanation. He said it was...
Shade of a Shedasan. And Marava Amri Shidasa, it was a wagon, right?
Agalot.
Right. So again, I don't know what the correlation between these different items are. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Meos Mine Shedim Hayu B'Shichin. There are 300 different types of species of Shedim that existed in a place called Shichim. V'Sheda Atzma Ein Yodeh Mahi. And Shed, I don't know what a Shade is even. I have no idea what this is, but I know there are 300 types of them. Okay. Amar Mar Hacha Targime. So recording what he said above, that when Shlomo HaMelech had made, when he's saying this Pasuk, I made a shade of a shade, so I was referring to shade of a shade son. You're talking about a male shade and a female shade. So shade of a shade son, lemayi bailei. So why does he need this? Why does Shlomo Melch need shadim? So the Chassid Pasuk says...
Why does he need the shubi, I think, it's karim and nekevos. That's the question.
Tafka, and in general, are you saying zach and nekevos, yeah? Let's see.
Or maybe not.
Sounds like generally speaking,
yeah,
but...
Maybe it's general, yeah. Maybe it's...
Okay, so what value did Shlomo HaMelech have by using these shadim? So Gemara explains, "Dechse the pasuk in Melachim tells us v'habayit bibonaso even shlema masa nivne." When Shlomo HaMelech rather built the Beis Hamikdash, so I'm Allahu Rabbanan. So he says to the Rabbanan, "Hey Chiyavit, how exactly should I build this Beis Hamikdash?" You know, the halacha tells us that the rest of the pasuk here. Habayis b'manaso evin shleima masa nivne. If they build full stones, umakavos v'agarzen kol kli barza lo nishma b'bayis b'manaso. You're not allowed to use any, you can't chisel anything. It has to be full pieces of stone. Exactly. So how am I, the mizbeach? So how am I supposed to build? He wanted to know. Amalei Rabbanan, hey Chiyavit, what could I do if I can't bring any barza into the Beis Hamikdash? How am I supposed to do this? Amrulei Ika Shemira, there's a Shemira, there's this famous worm that has the ability to cut and slice through stones, which is not considered barzel. So the Icy Moshe La'avne Ephod, right? Very, he used this in order to cut the stones of the Ephod. So Amrulehu, so Shlomo says, Heche Ishakech, where do I find this Shemir? Amrulei, Icy Shade of a Shedah, so you have to bring the shade and the shade, if you will. And Kavshinu Adade, and you have to capture them. And after the other Megalacha, they might know and reveal to you how to find the Shemir. So Isa Shade of a Shedasan Kavshinu Adade, they took a shade and a Sheda, and he captured them and gave them pain and troubles. So Amri, so the Shedim said, Anar lo yadina, we don't know where this Shemir is, but Dilma Ashmedai Malka the Sheda Yada. Perhaps this Shade, whose name is Ashmedai, who's the king of the Shedim, he might know. So Amr Lahu, this is a fascinating story. Hechi Isa, where do I find him? Amrilei Isa Batur Palan. He actually lives in the certain mountain. Karyale Bira, and in that mountain he digs a hole, a pit. Umalele Maya, fills it with water. Umikase Batinar, and he covers it up with something, a stone. Vechasme Begushpanka, and then he puts a certain signature on it so he knows no one tampered with it. The koyama salak the rakia, every single day goes to the rakia, the gamar misifta the rakia, and he learns in the base medrash shalmala. But nachas arav, and then he comes back down, the gamar misivasa de ara, and then he goes down to learn in the base medrash shalmata. The asi sayale le gushpanka, and then afterwards he checks to make sure that his chasima wasn't tampered with. Umagalile, he opens up the stone, the rock, Vishase drinks the water, umachasile, vichasimle v'azo. Then he recovers the pit and he goes off on his way. So Shadri le Vinyahu ben Yehoyada, so Shlomo Melech had sent Vinyahu ben Yehoyada to go Yavle, and he gave him the Shushalta dechakik al Hashem. He gave him a certain chain that had Shem Hashem on it. Vizkasa dechakik al Hashem, and a ring that had Shem Hashem on it. Ugvave da'amra, and then a mound of wool. Vizika dechamra, and also a pouch of wine. These are the four things he gave him. Azil kara beiro metatai. So Vinyahu went ahead and he dug a pit below the pit of Ashmadai. Vishafinu lamaya, and he emptied out the waters that was remaining there. Visasmiu begave d'amra, and he had plugged then that hole with the wool. Vikar bir meilai, then he built a pit from on top, and Shafkinu Cham and poured some wine into that pit. Vituminu, and then he covered it up. Salik Yasa Bilana, so then after his Binyahu went ahead and he sat on a tree, dangling his legs on the tree, just waiting to see what happens. Kiyasa Sairi the Gushpanka, when he came to check the seal was still there. When the Shemadayo came back, Galiu Ashkecha Chamer, he came and he found wine. So he quoted the Pasuk, Siv, Leit Hayayin Chahome Shechar, Vechol Shoge Bo Lo Yekam. The Pasuk says about tasting beer, tasting something alcohol. Uksiv is Nus Vyayin Vitir Shikach Lev. So it sounds like it's a very. Those who taste the wine and the beer, it's going to be chol shog. It's going to cause one to make a mistake, and you won't become wise. Lo yechem, you won't become wise.
So that's bad.
Exactly. And another pasuk says znus v'yayim v'tir shikach lev. Znus and wine, they couple together wine along with znus. It's going to take away the heart. So these are bad things. Lo ishte, he didn't drink. Kitzache, we started to get very very thirsty. Lo sagile, he didn't have anything. He needed. He was thirsty. Nothing else to drink. So ishte finally drank the wine. Rava v'gana, he became drunk and fell asleep. Nachis asa, so then Binyahu came down from the tree, shada be shushilta, he threw the chain around the neck of Ashmedai, and then sasme, and then he closed around his neck and sealed it, and kiaser havakam ifarzel, and when he woke up, Ashmedai woke up, so he tried to let himself loose, but he couldn't, he was attached by the chain. So Amalei, Binyahu said to him, Shema demarach alach, Shema demarach alach. The name of Hashem is upon you, the name of Hashem is upon you, and he couldn't move anymore. Kinakalei v'asi, so when Binyahu took him and dragged him to Shlomo HaMelech. Mata dikla, they encountered a tree, chafbei, so Shmadai rubbed up against the tree, and shadiyai, and the tree fell over. Mata lebei, so they arrived at a house, shadiyai, and he reached it and knocked it over. Mata gabe kuvadahi amalasa, they reached a certain a small tenth of some sort, and it was owned by an almana, Nafka, and she went out. And Echadnelei, and she had had asked him nicely not to knock over her house. Kafal Kumasib Minei, so he turned away and avoided hitting her house. But Isbar Bey Garma, but since he moved out of the way, he had broken a bone because he had adjusted his movement. So Amar Hainu Dechsev, that's the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Baruch Hapayim Yufuta Katzin, V'loshan Raka Tishaber Gerim. A Loshan Raka, a small, a soft tongue, will break a bone. Chaza Samya, so Ashmedai saw Samya Dehavet Katai Borcha, a certain blind person who was walking, who was lost along the way. Ask the Orcha, and Ashmedai put him back on the path. Chazer Ravya, he saw someone who was drunk, the Havakatai Borcha, who was lost along the way. Ask the Orcha, he put him back on the track. Chazer Chadvas, the Havakamadchila, he saw a certain at a wedding, there was so much simcha going on. Bacha, he started to cry. Shamalahu Gavr, the Havakamar Lushbacha Avili Masana Lushev Shani. He saw a person who was making a shoemaker, who was making a shoe that was going to last for 7 years. Achich, he started to laugh. Chazer Hahu Kasama, the Havakasam, he saw a certain person doing witchcraft. Achich, he also laughed. When he finally got to Shlomo HaMelech, he wasn't granted the ability to see Shlomo for 3 days. So for 3 days he was waiting in dungeon. So Yom Kama Amar Lahu. So the first day, Ashmedai says to the people of the king, they have Beis HaMelech, Amai Lo Ka Bai Le Melech Lagabe. Why is Shlomo HaMelech not calling me? Amrile, they said to him, Anse Mishtei, he's busy drinking. So Shako Levinta Osiv Achaverta. So he took a brick, and he placed it on top of the next brick. Asu, so the people of the king, Amrile Le Shlomo, they told Shlomo HaMelech what Ashmedai just did.
What did he do with the brick?
He took a brick and put it on top of the other brick. Unclear what that meant. So Shlomo HaMelech was there to interpret it. So he told Shlomo that he took one brick, placed it on top of another brick. So Amaluz, so Shlomo says to them, Hachi Amaluz, what he's telling us is, Hadar Ashku, drink another day. So he drank another day. Lamachar, day two. Amaluz, so he says to them, Amai lo ka bai li malka lagabe. Why is the king not coming? Amrilei, ante michla, he's busy eating now. He's too stuffed. Shaka leventa mechaverta osve aara. He took the brick off and placed it on the ground. Asu Amrilei the Shlomo, they told Shlomo what he did. Amrilehu, so Shlomo says to them, Hachi Amrilehu, what he's telling you to do is, Nigu demine mechle. He's trying to hint to us to stop eating so much. Lesof, Tlasa Yomei Ayel Lekame, after 3 days, finally they brought Ashmedai into the presence of Shlomo HaMelech. Shakal Kanyo Mashach Arba Garmi de Vishade Kame. So Ashmedai took a reed of some sort and he measured 4 amos and threw it in front of Shlomo HaMelech. So Amrilei, so Ashmedai says to Shlomo, Michti kimaisa hahu gavra lesle bahadin alma ela arba gamride. When you Shlomo HaMelech, when you die, all you're going to have is 4 amos. Who do you think you are? You're taking control of me. So hashta kavshte lechule amma velo savasa ad kavshte nami lididi. You've conquered the entire world and it's not enough. You have to conquer me as well. Who do you think you are? So Amrilei, Shlomo says to him, lo ka baina minachmide. I don't need anything from you. I don't really need you. I need to build a base of Migdash. And I need this Shamir. So Amrilei, so Ashmedai tells him, Ladidi lo masili, Lisara diyama masili. It wasn't given to me. I don't have control of the Shamir, but there's this certain Sar of the Yam who has control of the Shamir. Lo yahiv le ela l'tarnagola, bra dimhemin le ashvuasa. And he's only trusted this certain type of bird, which is called... I don't know what type of bird it is, but it's he's trusted with the shvua with protecting the shamir. So Amr my Avid Bey. So what exactly is the nature of this bird? So Mamtile Latur de Lesbehu Yishiv. It goes to a top of some mountain where there's no yishiv, there's no trees, there's no nothing. And Umanach La Ashiga the Tura Pakatura, and he places the shamir on the top of such a mountain that's so arid and dry and unproduced, and Mankit Maisi Bizarine Ma'alni Vishad de Hasan Vahavi Yushuv. He takes a Shamir and places it there, I guess, in the trees, and then it makes like a little crack, and it begins to, all these trees and grass begin to grow. Behainu de Metargamin, that's what the Pasuk means. The Targum in the Pasuk Ves, Duchifas, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Nagar Tura, this bird that's able to crack the mountains and cause even the driest of mountains to start growing. So Badki, so Shlomo HaMelech did some research to find out where do you find such a bird. And Kina de Tarnagola Barad Islay Binay. So he found the cane, the nest of this bird. And there were little children, little birds that were in the nest. The Chafu Lekena Zugisa Chivarta. So they covered it up, Chafu, they covered it, Lekena, this nest, with Zugisa Chivarta, with a glass cover. So Kiyasa, when the mother bird came back, by the male Velomatsi, he wanted to come in, but it couldn't. Kept him like pecking in, but it was glass, and it couldn't enter, couldn't protrude, penetrate the glass. So what'd he do? Azal Isi Shamir, Vaosivil Al Ilave. He took the, go ahead and brought that Shamir, and put the Shamir on top of this glass cover in order to crack it open. Raman Bay Kala, so when they did this, this messenger of the king had screamed out and scared away Shadiyeh, and scared away the Tarnagol dropped the Shamir. The bird got scared. Shakle, and this shliach of Shlomo HaMelech took away the shamir. Also, chanek nafshei ashvu asa. The bird went ahead and choked himself to death because it went against the shvua of giving out the shamir to someone else. So finally, they have access to the shamir. Amalei bin Yahu, so he says to Ashmedai now, my time of kichazesas. He wanted to know the whole story that took place when they're walking from that place to Shlomo HaMelech's palace. He wanted to know everything that took place. What was going on there? So he asks, in my time, when he saw a suma, to have a katai, that he was a lost borcha, you put him back on the proper derech. Amalei, so Ashmedai says back to him, Machrizei Aleya Birkiya de Tzadik Gamer. I heard them saying in Shemayim that this individual, this Suma, was a Tzadik Gamer. Uman Davrile Nicha Nafshe Zachel Amad Asi. Those who are going to do something to make him feel good, it will be Zochet Olam Haba. Unclear what that really means. Ashmedai getting Olam Haba. Okay, either way, he did something nice for him. Umay Taima Ki Chazisalahu. I don't understand that question even. When you see a Suma who's missing, you know, who's kind of steering off the Derech, anyone would have put him back on the Derech. I didn't see the great Chiddush in that. Something obviously deeper going on here. My time of kichazisalahu ravi de katai borcha asikta de rulorcha. You saw a certain drunk who was moving off the path, was getting lost, that you put him back on the proper path. Amarlo, so he says, machrozei alei berkiv de rasha gamaru. This person's a rasha gamar. Va'avdi lei nichanafshe kiecha de lechta de ama. Someone should give him a zechus in this world, so it should be wiped out all his zechuyos, so he has nothing left for the world to come. My time of kichazisalahu chadvasa ba'achis. When you saw that simcha, that chasna, why were you crying? So Amrlei says to him, "By memes gavra begot lasan yomim ubay minta liyavim katan place shanim." Because I know that in less than 30 days, this chasan is going to die, and this kal is going to have to wait 13 years until that young. He has a young brother, apparently a baby boy. 13 years until she's able to do the chalitza and become single again. My time of kishmasalahu gavra da amrlei lishkafa avidli mitzana l'shev shanan achichas. Why were you laughing when you saw that shoemaker making a shoe that's going to last for 7 years? Amrlei hahu shiva yomaleshlei. The guy doesn't even have 7 days to live, let alone mitzana l'shev shanan bayi. Does he need a shoe for 7 years? My time of kichazisalahu kasama da hava kasam achichas. Why were you laughing when you saw that person performing witchcraft? So he explains, Amrlei the Hava Yosef Abbe Gaza Demalkal Naksom Mahi Kadutuse. He was sitting on top of a treasure chest of gold of a king, and what was the need for doing all this? And he was doing this witchcraft. Had he known more, had he been smarter, he would have known if he had real witchcraft to him, he would have known right below him was a treasure chest of gold. Tarche Gabi Adibani Lebeis Hamigdash. So the Shlomo HaMelech had held on to Ashmedai in the prison until they completed the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Echad HaVakoy L'chudei, one day Shlomo HaMelech was all by himself with Ashmedai, the two of them alone. Amar Lei, Shlomo says to Ashmedai, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kisuafos Re'em Lo. V'amrinan, what does that mean? They say, Kisuafos Elu Malach Yasharis, who I guess kind of fly. Re'em Elu HaShedim, they're very high up, they're referring to Shedim. Mai Ruvusach Minan. So, what greater thing do the Malachim have from you? So, I understand the godless that the Malachim have. Doesn't explain what it is, but it could be that they're singing songs all day. But what greatness, what's re'im, what's great about you that, moreover, more so than Bnei Adam? So, he was challenging the Ashmedai. What value do you have? So, Amarle, Ashmedai says to him, Shakal Shushilta Minai, remove this chain of Shem Hashem from upon me. V'havli is kasech, and give me the ring with Shem Hashem. V'ach v'lach revusa, I'll show you how great I am. So, shakle l'shushilta minei v'yavle is kasech. So Shlomo took away the chain, he gave him the ring. Bale, Ashmedai is swallowed Shlomo HaMelech. Osve l'chad gape b'rakia, and he had placed him in one wing on one end of the rakia, u'l'chad gape b'ara, and the other, one was in the ground, one was in Shemayim, and Pascha Arba Meir Parse, and he threw Shlomo HaMelech back and forth between two of his wings. Al Hahishaita, on that moment, Amar Shlomo says in Sefer Kohelas, Ma Yisron La'adam b'chol amalo shi'amo b'tachas HaShemesh. What good is any of a man's efforts under the sun? He realized he was so humbled by this experience, by this roller coaster he was thrown on, he felt that he was nothing. V'zehaya chelko mikol amali, and this is my chelik with all my efforts. So my vizeh, what does it mean vizeh? So Rav Shmuel chadamar maklo, v'chadamar gundo. One says zeh refers to his stick, and one says it refers to his clothing. So in other words, he was saying, what good is all my efforts in this kingdom and taking over the world, if all I have left is a stick or my clothing, I have nothing else with me anymore. So what happened was, so Shlomo HaMelech pretty much, he became crazy from this experience. And he was sent off from a far distance away from his palace. So he had nothing left. He was homeless. He had his clothing and a stick. So it was mechazel psachim. He's going door to door asking for money. He had nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Kohecha demate amar ani kolas ha'isi. He says, I am Kohelas, I am Shlomo HaMelech. Please help me out. Melech al Yisrael b'Yushalayim. I'm the king of Yushalayim. and no one believed him. Kimate Gabi Sanhedrin, when he got to the Sanhedrin, he finally made his way up to Yerushalayim. I'm a Rabban, say, Michti Shote Vechada Milsa Lo Sarech. So how could a person be so constantly, you know, stuck upon him being a king? A show that always changes his personality. This guy is so stuck upon him being Shlomo HaMelech, it must be true. My high, what's going on here? Maybe it's really true. Maybe this really is Shlomo HaMelech. So Amrilei Levinyahu, they said to Vinyahu, Ka bai lach ma'akul lagabe, has the king called you recently? Amrilei lo, he hasn't called me recently. Shal chaluhu, so they sent Lemakva, so they sent to the wives of the king, and the many wives he had, Kasi Malka Gabaihu, has the king come to any of you recently? Shal Khalu, they sent back in, he did, Kasi. He has been coming to us, yes. Shil Khalu, so they sent him Bidku Bechrayu. Check his legs. Check if they're man legs or they're chicken legs. Shal Khalu, they said Bumoki Kasi, he's coming in like socks and shoes, we can't really tell. And he's actually being Toveas, he wants to sleep with us even when we're in Nida. He's even talking to his own mother about Sheva to say this. So he's acting very strange. So Asiul Lishlomo. So then Vahavale is Kasa Vishul Sudhakalashem. So they brought Shlomo HaMelech and they gave him the ring and they gave him the chain. In order for him to recapture Ashmedai. Ashmedai apparently dressed up like Shlomo HaMelech. And Ki'ail, when Shlomo HaMelech entered into the palace, Chazia, he saw Ashmedai. And Uparach, and Ashmedai, he flew away. Vafil Halchi, still nonetheless, Havle B'Yususa Minai, even though Ashmedai left the gates of the palace, Shlomo HaMelech was constantly scared of this experience. He was scared of Ashmedai. V'hainu Dechsev, that's what the pasuk means, and it says, Shir Shirim, Hinei Mitasi Shel Shlomo, the better Shlomo, Shishim Gibor M'Saviv La, Mi Gibor Yisrael, Kulam Achuzei Cherev, Milum De Milchama, Ish Charbo Al Yirecha, Mipachar Balelos. From that point on, Shlomo HaMelech had to sleep with 60 soldiers around him, armed and protecting him the entire night, every single night from that point on.
So why do we say this in Kriya Shema Lamita? What's the pshat?
It's supposed to protect us. Just like Shlomo HaMelech is protected. So we're protected also. Now, I think it's machlokas whether this meant literally he had soldiers around him or had malachim or something. Let's see what it says down here on that. Okay. This is the story of Shlomo HaMelech and his encounter with Ashmedai and the Shamir. So Gemara now says, Rav Ushmuel had a machlokas. Chad Amar, one of them said, Melech v'hedyot. One says that he was king, and then after this experience, he became a hedyot, and he was never able to return back to becoming king. He didn't have the das of it. And Chad Amar, Melech v'hedyot, Melech, no, he was king, and then kind of became a hedyot, and returned back to becoming king. After Ashmedai left, he returned back to his post. Okay, so that was the whole discussion. Let's may as well get to the bottom of the page here. The Gemara now says, going back to our discussions of different refuos, the Dama Dereisha. If a person has a headache, his head is overwhelmed with a lot of blood rushing to his head, Laita Shruvina, he should take a type of cedar, Ubina and Arava, V'asa Dara and a moist Hadas, Vizesa and an olive, Vichilfa and an H, which is called apparently Taftava. Taftava is what the Mishnah tells us in Sukkah is not, or the Gemara tells us is not what an Arava. Any psul in the Arava that looks like an Arava, but it's really not, if it's, you know, if it has jagged edges and if it's the branch is green, that's a taftafa. It's a pasuk also. You take all these different types of herbs, the chilfa diyama, and you take some a min, a certain spice, and v'yivla, a certain type of grass, for lishlakunu b'hadei hadadei, and cook them all together. For lintal tlas mea kisei ahai gisa, dereisha. So what you should do is take 3 cups on one side, and tlas mea kasa ahai gisa dereisha, and place 3 cups on the other side. 300 on each side. Place it, place all the, whatever you cooked in 3 cups, or 300 cups rather, on one side of the head, and 300 cups on the other side of the head. V'lo, if you don't have the ability, you don't have 600 cups to use. Laiti v'ar de chivara de ka b'chadara. You should take a white rose that, was only able to grow on one side of it, I guess. And v'lishlaku, and then cook it. Lintel shitin kase a high gisa v'duresha v'shitin kase a high gisa duresha, and take 60 and put it in 60 cups on one side of the head, and place the other part in 60 cups on the other side of the head. Okay, that's the refuah for a person who's suffering from a headache. Litzlichta, a person suffering from a partial headache, not such a bad one. Laiti tanagola bara, he should take a that chicken we spoke about before, that bird which is called duchifus, v'lishchate bezuzei chivara, and shecht it on a coin, and the blood should spill on this coin, ahu gisa dechayv lei, and it should spill, place it on the side of the head that's hurting him. And be careful that the blood should not go into the eyes, because that could cause blinding. And have the chicken hang now on the doorpost. And when you go in, you should rub up against it, and you can leave and go knock against this hanging dead bird. Okay, so that ends today's daf.
You got off easy today.
Yeah, I did get off. Yeah, today was a fun story. I feel bad if we were doing daf tomorrow.